Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This event took place when I was in college and occurred way before there were things like cell phones. I was an undergraduate at the time and attended a school located in the Appalachian Mountains. The school was in a small town, and I soon came to realize that the townies, that is, people who grew up there, didn't much care for us students. I was a junior at the time, and it happened during a cold winter. I had heard a story regarding a certain townie that liked to frequent a popular bar called The Club. It was a place frequented by both students and townies. The way the story went, this guy would come out on Saturday evenings to pick fights with students. The past weekend, he had sat down at a table, uninvited, where a group of students were drinking beer. He just sat there silent and very unwelcome. Eventually, he grabbed the thigh of a male student. He then assaulted them when the student gripped him by the arm and told him to let go. Supposedly, the students all had to go to the hospital due to injuries sustained during the beating. The owner didn't do a thing about it either, also being a townie, I guess. The next Saturday night rolled around and I told my buddies, let's teach this jerk a lesson. I was raised by my dad not to be a victim and to look out for my friends.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I played pool and poker to help put myself through school, so I knew how to handle myself. Having heard the townie liked to punch his victims in the solar plexus, I got some magazines and taped them around my torso with a roll of electrical tape. I also got an empty glass Coke bottle and put it in a jacket pocket. And we waited until around 10 p.m. and then headed over to the bar and got a table, leaving one chair empty beside me. We were enjoying a cold pitcher of Pabst when one of my friends told me that he was there now. We made sure not to look at him and kept on drinking. Eventually he came over and sat down in the empty chair beside me. Casually, I turned to look at him and smiled. And sure enough, he immediately grabbed me by my leg. "Hey there, fella," I said, still smiling as I took another sip of beer. He had a hard grip on my thigh as he stared back at me, not saying a word. "Well, you certainly aren't a shy one," I said, and my friends all laughed. It had grown silent. Everyone in the bar was watching now. I had a nice pinch of Copenhagen snuff between my cheek and gums. I spit into one of his eyes, which caused him to involuntarily close both. Immediately, I punched him in the throat as hard as I could, knocking the creep backwards. He fell out of his seat, landing on his butt. "Take this outside," yelled the owner from behind the bar. We stepped out into the back alley, followed by the townie. His eyes blazed with anger as he quickly came towards me. He took a swing, which I blocked as I pulled out that glass Coke bottle, gripping it by the neck. I swung back hard, landing a very savage blow against his thick skull. I felt it connect with a very satisfying thud. His head snapped back and he stumbled. I kicked his legs out from under him and then we circled around him and started kicking him with our steel-toed Doc Martens. He tried to get up, but we just kept kicking him as hard as we could, working up a good sweat. He must have tried not to yell or scream, but Soon enough, he was crying like a baby. And this went on for quite a while until we eventually heard whining sirens approaching us. "Let's go," I shouted as we legged it out of there as fast as we could. Later, we were told an ambulance had to come to the bar to cart off the unconscious townie on a stretcher. And needless to say, we didn't return to the club anytime soon again. One time the next year, I went back and saw a townie sitting in a wheelchair beside the bar. He looked like him, but he wasn't so big anymore and trembled a lot. He looked my way eventually and immediately broke eye contact. He never said another word. Oh well, I thought. He had brought it on himself. There are consequences to your actions.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so. There used to be a time when I used to visit bars quite often within a week, but it has been a long time since then. Now I'm too busy with my work as a lawyer that I hardly get any time for myself, let alone partying in a bar. Currently, I'm occupied with a sensitive case that I'm set to solve by any means necessary. Still, whenever I pass by any alley where there are lots of bars or clubs and see those homeless people selling things, I'm reminded of all those nights when I used to go see her before that incident took place a few months ago. The first time I saw her was the night when I was visiting X nightclub. It was one of the usual spots for our friends to hang out together. Her clothes looked shabby, and her hair was in a mess, but despite all those negative things, she still looked more gorgeous than any woman I had seen. She must be around in her late 30s, but even her sylph-like figure could not hide her beauty. Her complexion was amazing. She had the longest eyelashes, prettiest eyes, and the best cheekbone. All the features that I couldn't help but admire, even as a woman. She was selling stone-like jewelry, which quite few to be able to make any profit for the day, but still, I had the sudden urge to buy whatever she was selling, since I couldn't withstand watching her in this condition. Those of you who are thinking why a girl like me was thinking of such things, well, first thing, I guess it was the sympathy, which is a common human nature among us, and second, she somehow reminded me of my dead elder sister. I walked to her and asked the price of them. And surprisingly, she was selling them at a rather cheap price despite such fine handcrafting. No, seriously, if you were to buy such stone handmade jewelry online or in a store, they would cost 10 times more than what she was offering, or maybe more. Looking at how she had just a few of them, I bought all of them. And the slightly happy expression on her face was enough to make my heart feel a bit at peace. The next day, I saw her again with a few other ornaments, so I went closer and started asking her about them. As time passed, I somehow became a regular customer, and the two of us started to exchange more than a few friendly words. Her companionship started to feel more assuring and delightful than the friends in that club who were here to seduce men more than to have fun with me. There was a time when I only went to that nightclub so I could commune with her. Over time, I got to know a few things about her life. She was married to a guy to her family's wishes, but wherever she talked about her marriage, I couldn't help but notice her sorrowful tone. And even though she never said this on her own, I figured she wasn't quite happy with her husband. Her barely visible bumps suggested that she was expecting, and that might be the reason she was trying to gather a few bucks by selling homemade trinkets. This made me come to another conclusion. Either she was divorced to her husband, or her life partner didn't earn enough to save for the baby, causing her to go on her own, even in this condition. One day, when I came out of the bar at the same time when she used to arrive to sell her embellishments, I found her waiting outside, with nothing in her hands. Out of worry, I rushed to her and started asking what's wrong, but instead of telling me the cause of her worries, she looked at me with her shiny eyes, and her lips formed into a crestfallen smile. I stood there frozen as she maneuvered a small pendant with a black gemstone around my neck and handed a piece of paper in my hand. For some reason, her actions felt heart-wrenching, and a small droplet of tear made its way down my cheek, which she wiped with her thumb before saying, "If you're free sometime, do pay me a visit." And then she walked away. I felt like I was losing my sister all over again as I watched her back disappear bit by bit. The next day, I didn't see her in that alley, so I impatiently waited for a little more than an hour, hoping for her to arrive. But she didn't. Not that day. And not any other day after that. There was so much that I couldn't get to say to her that I wanted to. And now it felt like I would never be able to. I continued waiting for her outside that alley for a few more days before I remembered the address she gave me written on that piece of paper, deciding that I would visit her and make sure to bring her home with me just in case she was having a hard time with her husband. I headed toward her supposed residence. But when I got there, what I saw was not a habitable house or an apartment. Instead, it was an abandoned building. I hesitantly walked in, only to get hit by a nasty stench. Covering my nose, I started walking toward the source. And once I got there, my heart jumped to my throat as I let out a sorrowful scream. Her guts were shattered around her lifeless body as she was crushed under a huge rock, which didn't seem like it was falling from there. Instead, it looked as if someone purposefully smashed her head with it. My leg gave up as I wailed like a howling dog in front of her rotting corpse. I couldn't understand. She was perfectly alive the last time I saw her.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That what went wrong and who did it to her? My eyes went between her bleeding legs, making my heart feel as if I was going to burst any moment with this terrifying yet despairing scene. I took out my phone and dialed 911 with my trembling hands and wavering thoughts. The cops reached within 20 minutes of the address I provided them and started asking me questions. I told them about everything, from the first time I saw her to how I came to find her. After they took charge of the crime scene, they asked me to go home, and they would call me if they were to need my assistance. For the next few days, I couldn't eat, sleep, or focus properly. I stopped going to nightclubs and continued staying at home since I was mentally and emotionally a mess. There was only resentment and unending hatred left in my heart for the bastard who did this to her. I couldn't blame anyone when my real sister died of coronavirus, but this time, when I finally found my sister in her presence, someone purposefully stole her away from me. Who would do so cruel to do that to her and her unborn child? The investigation had started, and the police disclosed her husband's strange disappearance after her death. After a few days, the autopsy results were out, but something didn't add up. According to the results, she died on Friday night, but that was impossible since I met her the next Saturday evening. I touched the stone that she gave me, and something hit me, sending a shiver down my spine. Is that why the address she gave me was of that place? Was she already dead and wanted me to discover her body? I immediately took out the pendant and started looking at it carefully, trying to understand if it was a clue to find out who killed her. As I was pinpointing all of my memories with her, I remembered I had seen this necklace more often than I thought. She used to wear it all the time. That meant this might contain the fingerprints of that killer, and luckily, I didn't touch the stone that much, so there was possible that it hadn't faded away just yet. I practically ran to the police station after giving a call to the officer who was in charge of her case. After telling them that I had found this necklace outside the nightclub, I submitted it as evidence. They sent it immediately to the forensic lab for testing, and just as I thought, it did contain another set of fingerprints that were older than mine. It was her husband, Javier. My hunch was right when I found out he was missing and was the suspect list. He murdered his wife and child. There was no way I was going to let him off easy. I was prepared to go to the end. I filed a separate report against him and hired a bunch of private investigators to find him at any cost. That bastard had taken out a life insurance policy in her name and was thinking of getting that money, so there was no way he was not going to make a move on that. And even if he didn't, even if the search for him was to go in vain, I am set to find that son of a bitch and drag him into the hell where he deserves to be. I have a clue in my hand that suggests that the piece of shit was hiding somewhere in Las Vegas. That filth has no clue what's coming his way. Just wait till I get my hands on him. This happened last year during my student exchange in France and was probably only 2 weeks before COVID imploded. I had to head back to my home country. And that night, there was a language exchange at a bar, maybe 30 minutes away from me on the subway. My roommate didn't seem interested in going, so I decided to make this my first night out alone, so I had already talked to the organizers of the event and they seemed really nice. Plus, the subway in Paris on Fridays closes at around 1:30 a.m., so I knew I had time to go meet people and get home relatively safely. I got there maybe half an hour late, got my little flag stickers that indicated the languages I spoke, and headed into the crowd to try and talk to people. Everything was pleasant. I made friends with the group of guys, and we made good small talk for a solid hour. After a while, the group decided to split, and trying to find others to actually exchange languages with since we were all speaking English. At this point, I headed over to the bar to get myself a drink. We're a group of what I can only describe as chaps, but French started annoying me about the flag on my shirt, a Chilean flag. They threw everything out there. Is it in Africa or is it Colombia? At first, I didn't mind correcting them, but it got old pretty quick. After I realized they were just messing around, I left them to it and started talking to an older man by the bar. You seem nice enough. After talking to him for about 30 minutes, he headed off. And that's when the creepy encounter started. A random guy in his mid-20s, early 30s showed up next to me at the bar and started making conversation by saying, "Oh, I immediately knew your flag was from." I just smiled at him. Then he started the, "Oh, you're very beautiful," talk. Look, as a 21-year-old woman, this isn't my first time in this situation. Usually if men aren't being overtly creepy, I'll just smile. Maybe give conversation a try. But if they keep pushing, I just go. I said thanks and kept nursing my drink, hoping he caught the sign that I wasn't trying to talk. He kept asking me about where I was from, why I was here, where I was staying, to which I gave him vague short answers when out of nowhere, and I really mean out of absolutely nowhere, he'd said something along the lines of, "I'm in love with you." Dude, what? I've directed maybe 20 words in total to this man, and I'm getting a full love confession? I let out a laugh. That was half nerves laugh. Are you kidding me? And at this point, he's forcing eye contact, really intense eye contact. I tried everything. I'm not interested. I'm in a relationship. I even headed towards my last resort, which was saying that I was a lesbian, which is true. But he would not budge. He said, "I respect that. It's not your fault." "What, that I'm lesbian?" And he kept on going with what I considered to be the creepiest part.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to do romantic things with you, he said. Excuse me, you what? This set me off, and that negative gut feeling is one of those phrases that is just off enough that your brain goes, not dinner, not a date, not something just romantic. Well, I wasn't about to find out what it meant. I put on my full bitch face that said, look, I know you're just trying to be nice, but I'm not interested, and I am in a committed relationship. I got up, and he tried to touch my arm, to which I immediately flinched and shot daggers at him. I just think you're beautiful. I want to marry you someday. Maybe you have kids. You beautiful eyes. Thankfully, the bar had cleared out some, and I was able to cross the floor and grab my Parker. He kept saying things behind me like, I just want to try romantic things. I then grabbed a random non-creepy man that I had talked to that night who was just leaving and said, hey, are you walking to the subway? And I went with him. My recently professed suitor followed us. I remember him perfectly wearing a tan waterproof jacket, standing right outside the bar door looking at me. The guy I was walking with was going in the company in opposite direction of the subway line, but I wasn't about to risk going down to my own line alone and waiting. It was past midnight, so trains took slightly longer to arrive. Most train stations have an option to switch directions if you mess up without paying again. So I figured I'd go down with my bodyguard of sorts, make him stand with me near the direction change, and if I saw the creep coming, I'd book it and pray a car came in time. We had an app that showed estimated arrival times. It was just my luck that that specific station was undergoing repairs. And it was either get your direction right on the first try, or perish. No direction change in sight. So I did what in my two mojito fight or flight mode had to do. I ran back up the stairs and tried to pay again. Except the card I used was one of those cards that once you scan, you can't use again within 5 minutes. I wasn't going to wait that long, and I could hear someone coming down the subway stairs. Paris subway had tunnels, but it also had doors that only open once you scan. So I sucked in my breath as much as I could, went under the turnstile, and squeezed through my tiny space between the door. I have no idea how I made it past with my Parker on adrenaline is one hell of a drug. I had just managed to make it downstairs when the train was arriving. But as I turned around, I saw him on the sort of bridge area overlooking the train tracks. I managed to grow out my biggest, meanest no. And then said something like, I want to grow old with you. Give me your number. The train doors opened, and I walked inside backwards, making eye contact with him, saying no again. Luckily, that's just about one of the most universal words out there. I'm thankful to the Friday night 1 a.m. Paris subway crowd. They all seemed confused, but they had the right spirit. A couple of girls waved over so I could stand with them until the door closed, and they went with me until I had to change lines. I felt safer on the 2-minute walk from the subway to my apartment than near that guy in my neighborhood was kind of known for being a big crack hotspot. At least the crackheads left me alone. So if anyone takes something away from this, just be mean. Be rude as hell. I tried being mean a little too late, and got one of the creepiest love confessions of my life.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A stalker in Into the Subway and a story to tell on Here.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.